I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A Larimer County horse has been diagnosed with West Nile virus. This is Colorado's first confirmed case in 2018. State veterinarian Dr. Keith Rohr said strict insect control is an important factor to inhibit the transmission and the spread of West Nile. He encouraged livestock owners to keep an eye out for standing water for mosquito populations. Rohr's recommendations also include keeping animals inside during the bugs' feeding times, which are typically early in the morning and in the evening, as well as using mosquito repellents. Infected horses display a variety of symptoms.
Tremors of the muscles are quite common, and in some reports have been seen in as many as 80% of affected horses. Changes in mentation and behavior probably happen in 50-60% of horses. And weakness with ataxia, leading to sometimes to recumbency or an inability to stand up anymore, is seen in as many as 80-90% of horses. Ataxia refers to a stumbling or drunken gait where the horses are unable to recognize and control where their legs are.
Audio from horse.com. The state vet's office also said vaccines in horses have proven to be a very effective prevention tool. The office says if an owner did not vaccinate their animal in previous years, the horse will then need the two-shot vaccination series within a 3 to 4 week period. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.